This is Germantown Community Radio, 92.9 FM, WGGT LP Philadelphia, and online at gtownradio.com.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a stretch in the round.
With your hands on your hips.
Into the time slip,
and nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation,
like you're under sedation. To the left.
It is now, once again, 1 o'clock. Daylight savings is gone. So long. And it means we get an extra hour of darkness. Hence, we have time warped. When planning this yearly extravaganza, I paid no attention to the fact that we would be experiencing this thing that happens twice a year, where we adjust our clocks accordingly, based on farming life back when, I don't have my historic notes, but maybe it messes up your sleep, maybe it doesn't. Your cats don't care. They wake you up at the time no matter what. So what better way to fill the extra hour than with a reworking, you might say, of the Rocky Horror film soundtrack recording via covers, interpretations, in its entirety. So let's begin. You're listening to The Graveyard Shift Spook-a-Go-Go Spooktacular with myself, Tom Cassetta, and I present to you the Rocky Horror soundtrack, redone.
Sua ihailla. Sä todella rakastettavalla tavalla. Löit muut tytöt kimpun mitalla.
Läpi tuen ja veden hain hänet. Mä halusin saada vain hänet. Ja varmasti kohta näin hänet. Sen jälkeen kun rakastuin näet. Janet, sua rakastan. Mielessäni liisuin hänet, ja morsius pukuun kuin hänet. En nähnyt mä muuta kuin hänet, sen jälkeen kuin rakastuin näin. Janet, sua rakastan. Tässä oli sormu
sun and light come streaming into my life.
do I? I see you met my faithful handyman. He's just a little bit sad because when you naughty, thought you were the kind of man.
Will get sand in his face when kicked to the ground, and soon in the gym with a determined chin, the sweat from his pores as he works for his cause will make him glisten and gleam, and with massage and a little bit of steam, he'll be pink and quite clean.
He'll be a star.
Nutritious, high protein, and swallow raw eggs.
Yeah.
Try to build up his shoulders, his chest, arms, and legs. Press ups and chin ups. Do the snatch clean and jerk. He thinks dynamic tension must be hard work.
Such strenuous living. I just don't understand. That in just 7 days, I can make you a man.
siete días, baby. Te hago un hombre total.
The day she was gone, all he wanted was rock and roll porn with a motorbike, shooting up young.
He was a low down, cheap little punk,
taking everyone for a ride.
I remember Ding Dong waiting in his city, giving like a steady and knew he was a good boy here.
I did.
Everybody shoved him. I very nearly loved him. I said, hey, listen to me. Stay sane inside insanity. But he locked the door and threw away the key.
But he must have been wrong.
something, making him want me in a note with creed.
What to say? What to say?
Man, my head!
Oh, hurry your baby bed.
Slow!
Carry out the relief.
Oh, ah! Mama, mama, ding dong. Baby, he said he did it like a steady and move. He was a no good, no good kid. But then he threatened to lie. Which is which, big man.
What a guy.
What I did. But he must have been drawn into something, making him fall. Me in a note which reads, I'm out of my head. Oh, hurry on, I mean, kids.
Oh, what a god,
carry on.
Mama, ding dong, baby, and say, he did it like a steady and do. We must have no good, no good, kids, but when his friends are alive, it's a sweet thing, man.
What a guy.
Said
he
did it like a
steady and move. He was a
no good, no good kid. Only second July, they just switched their knife.
What a guy.
Makes
you cry.
And I did.
Thank you.
delicate satin-draped frame as it clung to her thigh. How I started to cry, 'cause I wanted to be dressed just the same. Give you
again and stay.
Most great man.
Cheering crowd of the Munich School Chorus in 1986. Let us know that we've ended our salute to the Rocky Horror Picture Show soundtrack. 14 selections corresponding with the soundtrack album. That one was an interesting one, wasn't it? We'll go from the beginning. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts began that off with a version of Science Fiction Double Feature. Track number two would be Damn It, Janet. In this case, done by Sowell Rockstan in Janet. That was in Finnish, by the way, or Swedish. It is from the land of Finland, the nation there, and they speak both Finnish and Swedish, so I'm not quite certain which language that was. Rasputina and their version of Over at Frankenstein's Place. Transsexual Glamour from Japan gave us Time Warp. The Jezebels gave us Sweet Transvestite. Pansy Division and Can Make You a Man. MH did La Gargaslund. That's my attempt, seriously, at speaking Icelandic. I followed some tutorials to try to get it as close as possible, and I mangled it still. But anyway, we heard their version that translates into Patootie, Bless My Soul. We heard Rocky Horror, the Argentinian version soundtrack from a stage production doing I Can Make You a Man, the reprise. We also heard a Korean version of Touch Me. It seems fitting with that one, too. and actually was enjoyable, as was this whole selection, by the way. Gene Chiovare and the Complete Crazy did Eddie. Ukulele Munson and his instructional ukulele did Rose Tint My World. Much thanks to a friend of mine in Chicago who had a ukulele instructional album that he was able to tip me to find a definitive version to play on today's show. Trying to find one that actually wasn't just snippets and short versions. And much thanks. Much thanks to some of the other people who've assisted in helping put this tribute together. The Negro Tons did I'm Coming Home. Show de Terror de Rock Mexican did Superhero, of course, sung in their native language. Spanish, that is. And the Munich School Chorus, which I mentioned there, wrapped it up. It's science fiction double feature reprise, which actually turns more into a medley. And for some unknown reason that I have no explanation for, what was happening in the 1986 chorus there, they added When the Saints Go Marching In as well. Not in the film that I can recall. We are approaching the end of hour three, although we lost that hour, which is fine, or we gained an extra hour of darkness, I guess. Why we tributed that. We're continuing to the hour of 6 a.m. It will return to the ghoulish a-go-go fun. The graveyard shift continues. Tom Cassetta with you here, taking you till the hour of dawn.
All I'm asking of you is that you give Fuchsia a try. Fuchsia is a program of music and musings, an all genres welcome program. It airs Sundays from 10 a.m. to noon on Germantown Community Radio, 92.9 FM, WGGTLP, Philadelphia, and GTownRadio.com. Fuchsia, it's 81% music, 19% oh my gosh. I'm Reed McArdle, Fuchsia's host. I'm begging you, give it a listen.
I want him to know and feel pain. What I create, I must control. Go on, activate this body.
Whip Thistle.
demonic as Professor Frankenstein, who creates out of human parts the most terrifying creature to walk the earth today.
Please! I know they're gonna kiss me, but don't let anyone see me like that! Please, Doctor, help me!
Michael Landon in a powerful performance as the boy possessed. Yvonne Lyon appealing as the girl who loves him. Whit Bissell, unforgettable as the scientist maddened by the mystery of the werewolf. And Tony Marshall, a tough, friendly enemy.
He was killed by a werewolf.
Panic penetrates every home when this strange, unknown killer hits town, taking hold of the teenage crowd, coloring their practical jokes with hysterical humor that'll make you fall flat on your face. With horror, nothing you've ever seen has such blood-chilling savagery. Nothing you've ever conceived packs such a spine-tingling jolt. This high school boy, a teenage werewolf.
Germantown Community Radio presents Now and Then in the German Township.
On the 500 block of East Washington Lane, you'll find a small church standing on a large plot of land. In the 1870s, that plot of land contained the Ross Mansion. In 1874, four-year-old Charlie Ross and his older brother Walter were abducted from in front of the house by two men offering them candy. Walter was soon released, but not Charlie. A few days later, the Ross family received a note demanding money for Charlie's return. It was the first kidnapping for ransom in U.S. history. It became a huge national story, and while the family even hired the famed Pinkerton Detective Agency, the boy was never found. To this day, parents still warn their children not to take candy from strangers.
Germantown Community Radio would like to thank the Cal and Lucille Rudman Media Center and TUTV Temple University Television for supporting this project.